Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The first TV station was sometime in 1953. Bata pa ako noon, I was still in school. And I remember yung first TV namin, black and white, maliit lang na TV. And alam mo naman, kagaya ng sinabi ni Marshall McLuhan, the medium is the message. You're so fascinated by the medium itself. It's like, wow, grabe to. Itong maliit na mama dumadating sa aking living room.
That was the first instance Cheche Lazaro had a television set right before her eyes. It was new. It was exciting. And it seized her imagination. She never imagined na years later, siya mismo ang mag-a-appear sa TV screen. At magiging inspiration siya para sa kabataang Pinoy. Kilala natin ang ating mga leader, reformer at innovator para sa mga nagawa nila. Pero bago ang lahat, sino nga ba sila? Bago ang lahat, Stories from the Youth of Our Nation's Leaders, an award-winning podcast of the Youth Leadership for Democracy, or YouthLED, a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development. Powered by Puma Podcast. Sa episode na ito, kilalanin natin si Cheche Lazaro, one of the best broadcast journalists of our time, the brain behind the first investigative news magazine program in the country, and the founder of Probe Productions. I'm your host, Kat Ventura, and today I'm joined by my co-host.
Hello, I'm Neka Abueva, a youth-led leadership and democracy fellow and a student from University of the Philippines, Visayas.
Hi, Neka! Nabutan mo pa ba si Ma'am Cheche on TV?
Ay nako, oo naman. Loading-loading namin si Ma'am Cheche, lalong-lalo na sa Eyewitness, di ba?
Ay nako, totoo yan. Yan yung mga kinalakihan natin, mga docu. Kaya ako rin actually, gusto ko rin maging isang documentarian. Kaya sumubok din ako sa Probe. I've been to their office. I saw their archives. Ganda. It's amazing how well they preserved it. And it's just, it's just a trip back in time eh. I was excited for it. Nandun yung mga old footages nila, preserved talaga. Of course, the mastermind behind this notable show was none other than Ma'am Cheche. And if you want to know how she became the illustrious journalist we all know, tara, pakinggan natin mismo ang lodi natin.
Ang pangalan ko ay Cecilia Lazaro. I'm more commonly known as Cheche. And it had a very interesting start. Nung bata ako, siguro toddler pa lang ako, tinuturuan ako magsalita. And nung tinatanong ako, what's your name? I don't know how it came about, but I used to say Cheche. Hindi ko mapronounce ang Cecilia. I'm now in my senior years, and I have a grandson, and I'm blessed to be alive at this time and to be talking to you.
Uy, ang cute! Hi po, Ma'am Cheche. Blessed din po kami na makausap kayo. Kasama rin natin ang isang katrabaho ni Ma'am Cheche sa Probe.
I'm Yasmin Mapua Tang. I'm the Executive Director of the Probe Media Foundation. The Probe Media Foundation is a non-profit organization and we do projects and programs that are geared towards media and communication for positive social change.
Hi, Ms. Yasmin. Thanks for joining us. So, Ma'am Cheche's family story starts during World War II. I'm sure most of us listening right now weren't even alive at that time. Dahil sa gyera, a number of Filipinos evacuated to the United States, including a man named Luis Lim. Other kababayans naman were in the States to pursue higher studies. At isa na rito, si Estefania Aldaba, o mas kilala bilang Fanny. Nagkakilala sina Luis at Fanny sa US nang sila'y magtrabaho na. And on September 8, 1945, just days after the World War II ended, they had their first child, si Cecilia Aldaba Lim.
When I was 3 years old, umuwi yung mga magulang ko dito sa Pilipinas dahil nga natapos na yung gera, nagkapamilya na sila, dalawa na yung anak nilang babae, ako, yung panganay, at saka yung kapatid ko na si Christina, na si Nina, ang pangalawa.
Nasundan pa si Cheche at Nina ng apat na kapatid, tatlong lalaki at isang babae, at sa Manila na sila tumira. Malaki ang pamilya nila, but they also enjoy the company of their extended family. The more, the merrier, ika nga. At ito, Kat, ibang klase ang pamilyang Lim. Pwede niyo po bang ikwento sa amin, ma'am?
Okay. My grandmother was an educator. Her name is Pilar Hidalgo Lim. She was the first graduate in math of the University of the Philippines.
Pilar Hidalgo Lim? Di ba kali yun sa Manila?
Yes, Kat. Nakapangalan yun sa kanya. Deserve naman dahil siya rin ang leader ng women's suffrage movement sa Pilipinas.
Wow!
Dahil sa laban nila, kaya tayo nakaboto simula noong 1937. So, inspiring, di ba? At pinamunuan din ni Pilar at Josefa Llanes Escoda ang Girl Scouts of the Philippines. O, di ba? Girl Scout. Girl Scout ka rin noon.
Hindi, pero wow! Grabe po pala ang lola ninyo, Ma'am Cheche. Grabe. But how about your lolo?
My grandfather went into the military service. His name is General Vicente Lim. You know the 1,000 bill? That's my lolo.
Wait.
And he was the first Filipino to graduate from the West Point. Pinugutan siya ng ulo ng mga Hapon. Kasama sina Josefa Llanes Escoda.
Wait, teka. So the Lims, they were a pretty important family, weren't they?
Yes, grabe, ma'am. Pati po pala mga ninuno nyo ay nasa history books. Can we know more about your other family members po?
My grandmother on my mother's side was a very astute businesswoman, a small lady, great cook, a wonderful cook, galing-galing magluto. My grandfather was a provincial treasurer of Bulacan. My father was an engineer. He was working on a pulp and paper industry, yung making paper out of pulp from trees. My mother was a clinical psychologist. She was into devising tests for people, psychological tests. She started the Institute for Human Relations at PWU, where she was teaching at the same time doing studies on juvenile delinquency.
PWU stands for Philippine Women's University. Si Fanny din pala ang first Filipina psychologist natin at co-founder ng Museo Pambata, di ba? Wow!
I have very happy memories. Alam mo naman dito sa atin, di ba? Laging kasama ang pamilya. So, it was a very happy childhood.
Opo. So, Kat, mga trailblazers pala yung mga taong nakapaligid kay Ma'am Cheche.
Mm.
And for sure, isa yan sa mga dahilan kung bakit siya rin mismo ay naging trailblazer.
Yeah, you're right. You know, her upbringing was very different from the experiences of other children. Ma'am Cheche, how was the dynamic po between your parents and kayong mga anak?
My mother was a very liberal kind of person. We were allowed to argue with her and present our side of what we thought was correct. We were not told to keep quiet if we didn't agree.
So kung sa ibang pamilya, masasabihan ka pa ng, oh, ba't ka sumasagot? Relate. Pero si Fanny, kasi I did a lot of research on child psychology and she realized that what children had to say was also important. So dito, unti-unting nahubog yung critical thinking skills ni Ma'am Cheche. She learned how to think for herself.
Mm-hmm. Ang ama naman nilang si Luis, namatay sa isang plane crash noong 1962. Habang nagtrabaho, high school pa lang si Ma'am Cheche nito. Kaya ang ilaw ng tahanan ay tumayo na ring haligi.
So my mother raised all of us, supported all six of us by herself. And that's quite admirable. My father had a favorite saying, paddle your own canoe. When we would ask, ano ibig sabihin nun? Yung be independent, tumayo ka sa sarili niyong kakayahan. Huwag masyadong mag-depend sa amin dahil sa wala naman kami forever, tumatak yun sa isip ko.
The Lim family valued critical thinking, independence, love of country, and public service. At dinala ni Ma'am Cheche ang lahat ng ito hanggang sa ma-establish niya ang Probe Productions. But before we go there, may isa pang bagay na hinahanap-hanap niya palagi. Ang adventure. Nagsimula itong lahat nung elementary siya. Ano pong tumatak sa inyo nung panahong iyon, Ma'am Cheche?
We went to JASM, Jose Abad Santos Memorial School. I remember we had a very innovative and creative principal. Her name was Doreen Gamboa. She was very non-traditional, yung methods niya. She encouraged her teachers to explore, to make the children explore their own creativity. She was the type of principal that did not say, okay, draw the sun or draw flowers. Tapos pag ginawa namin yung sun na kulay orange, o kaya kulay purple, o kaya kulay pink, okay lang sa kanya yon. Yung bang she allowed creativity and she allowed children to be imaginative, to use their imagination. Madami kaming field trips, we were always exploring, marami kaming mga plays, mga drama, mga singing. It was really fun.
Grabe, sobrang open ng childhood. So malawak yung naging karanasan ni Ma'am.
Oo, at hindi lang natapos sa school ang pagkatuto. Mind you, after school, marami pang activities ang magkakapatid na Lim. In-enroll sila ng nanay nila sa piano lessons, tapos yung mga babae na Girl Scouts every week, tapos nag-ballet din sila.
At saka lumalabas silang pamilya para mag-sightseeing sa iba't ibang lugar. Gusto kasi ni Fanny na i-expose ang mga anak niya to different ideas and points of view. Right, Ma'am?
Yes. She believed in education through travel. That was one of her core beliefs. Kasi sabi niya, you can learn as much, if not more, outside the classroom than inside the classroom. Ganun siya mag-isip. So every time nakakaipon siya ng pera, ang ginagawa namin, nagbabiyahe kami. When we had a chance to go abroad, she made it a point na punta kami sa mga museum. Doon niya ginagastos yung kanyang budget sa pagbayad ng ticket para makita namin yung mga art, historical facts, mga ganun.
Grabe, sana all. Pero sa totoo lang, Neka, tama naman na maraming matututunan sa labas ng classroom, di ba?
True.
In fact, kahit sa school, you can learn more besides akads nga eh. Ma'am Cheche's high school experience is a testament to that.
My brothers went to LaSalle. Tapos kami namang tatlong babae, we went to PWU. I wasn't the top of my class. I passed. I did okay, but I was not a valedictorian type. I indulged in extracurricular activities. So masali ako kung saan-saan. When we were in high school, we had a singing group. We were called the Ribbonettes. Ay, imbita kami kung saan-saan. Ang tapang namin, ang kapal ng mukha namin. Kumakanta kami. Hindi naman kami magaling kumanta. But we enjoyed being together. We had a gang of 6 people. And we enjoyed singing. You know how it is in between classes? Somebody has a guitar. So kakanta-kanta kami. High school was fun.
Oh, wow! Songer po pala kayo, Ma'am?
Yes, pero seriously, sa dami ng opportunities ni Ma'am to explore what she wanted, iba-ibang naging pangarap niya. You wouldn't expect this, pero nung una, gusto niya maging conductor ng orchestra. Imagine!
Yeah, you know, I think I can imagine it. Mahilig daw kasi siya mag-organize at mag-orchestrate ng mga bagay-bagay. Diba kasi ang conductor keeps all the pieces of performance in place and she is exposed to music.
Oo, pagkatapos nun, napalitan naman to ng pagiging flight attendant dahil gusto niyang maglibot kung saan-saan. Pero di niya inakalang mahahanap niya iyon pareho sa tatahakin niyang career, ang broadcast journalism. Here, she could organize information and travel to gather news. O, di ba? Swak na swak.
Una siyang nahumaling sa TV nung bago pa ang teknolohiyang ito sa Pinas. 1953, nagsimulang mag-broadcast ang station ng ABS o Auto Broadcasting System, na ngayon ay ABS-CBN. Kinalaunan, umere na rin ang GMA at iba pang mga istasyon. Sa loob ng kanilang bahay, isang batang Cheche ang nakatulala sa maliit na TV set.
Anong panahon namin, nung nanonood ako ng TV, si Bob Stewart pa noon, at saka siya rin yung newsreader, ginagawa niya, nagbabasa siya ng newspaper sa harapan ng television camera. At yun ang pinapanood ko. Pero you're so fascinated with the medium itself na hindi na bale kung nagbabasa lang siya ng periodiko.
Literal, nagbabasa lang siya ng dyaryo. Wala pang field reports and fancy effects. Just spitting the facts straight from the newspaper. Ganun ang balita dati. Ang layo na sa mga news program ngayon, no?
Oo nga eh. And by the way, sa mga hindi nakakakilala kay Bob Stewart, siya ang founder ng GMA7 at mas kilala sa pangalang Uncle Bob. Lalo pang in-explore ni Ma'am Cheche ang mundo ng media. Kinuha niya ang kursong speech and drama sa UP Diliman dahil wala pang mass communication course in the early 60s. Sa kurso niya, may mangilan-ngilang subject na related sa radio at television and she particularly enjoyed them. She also gathered first-hand experience by working at DZUP, the university's radio station.
Siyempre, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya sa extracurricular activities niya. Tumakbo siya sa student council at doon niya nakilala ang kanyang asawa na si Delphine Lazaro. O, tadhana nga naman.
Well, we met during the elections kasi nangangampanya siya. At ako nangangampanya din ako. Pareho kaming nanalo, so we were in the same council. So that's how our friendship blossomed. He was a little bit on the shy side. I'm not shy. So it was a kind of good combination. He was not all books and studies. He was doing all kinds of things.
Kaya po pala nag-click kayo, ma'am. Pareho po kayong mahilig sa extracurricular activities.
Oo nga po eh. Pero kidding aside, para kasi kay Ma'am Cheche, learning doesn't stop in the classroom, di ba? She's always looking for ways to expand her knowledge and experience. At nakahanap siya ng katuwang niya na ganun din ang pananaw.
Right, right. But moving on, natapos din ng malarosas niyang college experience nung gumraduate siya ng 1966. At naging mas klaro sa kanya ang desisyong tahakin ang media nang mapanood niya ang isang American TV show. 60 Minutes, isang news magazine show na may makabagong format. Hindi tulad ng ibang palabas nung panahon na yon, mas intricate ang news gathering process nito at mas malapit ang structure sa mga shows ngayon. Think interviews with resource persons, footage of fieldwork, anchors narrating the news, and most importantly, a taste of investigative reporting. Malayong-malayo sa news ni Uncle Bob.
And believe it or not, ito ang naging template ni Ma'am Cheche para sa probe. Sa isang interview niya with celebrity Bianca Gonzalez, sinabi niya ang pangarap niyang gumawa ng 60 minutes na Philippine version na in-depth, investigative, at may video element. She wanted to experiment, to test the limits of journalism na nakasanayan na niya because there are so many ways to tell a story. Pagkatapos niyang graduate noong 1968 with a master's degree in radio and television at the University of Michigan, kinasal sila ni Delphine. Nagsimula sila ng pamilya at umuwi na sa Pilipinas. She was so ready to start her career, pero ang nadatnan niya rito, martial law.
I have proclaimed martial law.
Pinasaran ng gobyerno ang mga TV stations. Kaya bumalik si Ma'am Cheche sa kanyang alma mater. Kamusta po ang UP during that time?
When I was teaching there, there was already a college of mass communication. UP was ahead of its counterparts because they had a studio where we had cameras and we were able to practice our craft there. So I taught there for 20 years, a long, long time.
Now therefore, I, Ferdinand E. Marcos, President, Prime Minister of the Philippines, by virtue of the powers vested in me by the Constitution, do hereby revoke proclamation.
When martial law was quote-unquote lifted in 1981, Ma'am Cheche finally grabbed the opportunity to work as a local assist at ABC News, a foreign news outfit. Sumabak agad siya sa lansangan para i-cover ang mga street protests. Nandito ang hinahanap niyang adventure. How was that experience po?
ABC News was an experience for me because they were following the Marcos story on a daily basis. Cory was already calling for a boycott, mga ganyan. So very exciting yung coverage na yon. Kasi araw-araw lumalabas ka, nasa rally ka, nag-i-interview ka ng mga tao, naghahanap ka ng mga tao, yung mga abuses ng martial law, pina-follow up nila. So it was really so exciting for me. Eh? It pushed my adrenaline levels up because it was like, wow, this is what a journalist does. This looks like fun. And it was. Every experience made me more determined, made me more convinced that this is what I wanted to do. I like conducting and I like traveling and seeing new things and experiencing new experiences. So this work that I was doing was like a reinforcement of that desire.
How about you, Kat? Nakaka-relate ka ba dito bilang journalist?
I think tayong dalawa, Neka, nakaka-relate dito eh. I think any comm student, diba, would want that kind of adventure and yung storytelling na you can really find in this job.
Oo nga naman. And Ma'am Cheche really had this inquisitive spirit na sinubukan din niyang ipasa sa mga bata. Can you tell us about that?
I was still teaching this whole time. When Ninoy Aquino was assassinated, we organized, together with my students, a coverage team. Noon, wala namang kaming camera except yung mga handheld cameras. Betamax pa yung ano nun eh, nung medium nun. And we assigned them along the funeral route of Ninoy's funeral cortege. Diba? It went from Santo Domingo all the way to his burial place. We formed 10 teams. Tapos pinagduktong-duktong namin lahat ng tapes na yon. Siguro nakaabot kami ng 10 oras na coverage. And we presented it to Cory. This was before she became president.
Wow, nakaka-pressure naman po yung class project na iyan. Papanoorin pala ng susunod na presidente ng Pilipinas, no?
Oo nga eh. Pero when would you ever get to do this, di ba? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity yung maging part ng history. And I'm sure marami silang natutunan sa experience na yun.
Actually, true naman. Well, after her stint at ABC News, lumipat siya ng ABS-CBN kung saan niya pinopost ang palabas na matagal na niyang gustong gawin. How did that work out?
We called it Probe.
This is Probe, your Friday night news magazine for television.
There was this program, an investigative program, for a few months. And then after that, ABS decided not to air an investigative news magazine. And I felt na it was time for television to have a dedicated program for investigative news stories. We were at an age where there were a lot of issues that were coming up that needed to be covered. So I left ABS and I started my own company, which is Pro Productions.
1986, itinayo ang Pro Productions. Matapos ang mahigit dalawang dekada ng Marcos dictatorship, uhaw ang mga mamamayan sa katotohanang ipinagkait sa kanila. Minabuti ng Probe na ipagkaloob ang katotohanang ito sa publiko.
Ito ang naging tatak ng pagbabalita nila. Matalas at hindi umuurong sa malalaking tao. Isang halimbawa ang episode ng Probe Profiles tungkol sa dating congressman ng Zamboanga del Norte, si Romeo Halosjos. First child abuse case sa bansa na may nangyaring paghahatol. Sinentensyahan siya ng 2 life term sa kulungan, pero pinalaya ni dating presidente Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Ito ang isang snippet na ibinahagi sa atin ng Pro Productions.
Guilty ba kayo?
Prostitute yun, binayaran ko. Hindi, wala nga nangyari.
Saan nagkakaling ang aso ngayon?
How many women you have?
Tinatanggap ko na marami akong girlfriend. Marami akong anak.
But you do admit to acts of lasciviousness?
Posible, if you call it act of lasciviousness, because ginagawa sa lahat ng lalaki yan eh.
Wow, just Ma'am Cheche throwing in the hard questions, right?
Sinabi mo pa. Pero balik tayo sa 1986. Sina Ma'am Cheche, Maria Ressa at Lucy Cruz Valdez ang ilan sa mga mahuhusay na journalist sa likod ng Probe. Hindi naging madali ang daan para sa kanila. Kinailangan nilang kumbinsihin ang mga istasyon na maniwala sa misyon ng kanilang programa. Mula sa isang maliit na kumpanya na sumubok baguhin ang media landscape sa bansa, dumami nang dumami ang mga pioneering shows nila sa industriya. Nandyan ang The Probe Team, Five and Up,
Game Plan at Art is School. Let's bring in Yasmin Tang, dating producer sa Pro Productions.
One thing that is constant with what she has done is the change. She never stopped to say, oh, let's just keep doing the probe team this way. That's why a lot of her shows in that time, in the 90s, towards the early 2000s, were very pioneering. Five and Up was one of the first children's telemagazine shows. Doon nag-start din si Atom Araulio. Game Plan was the first sports show. From that pattern, we keep trying to iterate, to give feedback, to criticize, evaluate, and then just keep doing better. So parang, it's a cycle.
Because of their relentless drive to improve, they raised the standard of Philippine journalism. With Probe documentaries, you were sure that they were fearless, informative, socially relevant, and of top-tier quality. Ma'am Cheche received several awards for her work with Probe. Ilan dito ay ang KBP Golden Dove Awards, Catholic Mass Media Awards Hall of Fame, Gawad CCP para sa Telebisyon, UP Gawad Plaridel, at Philippine Movie Press Club Excellence in Broadcasting Lifetime Achievement Award. Ganon karaming awards. And it's all because they asked the right questions and ferreted out the truth. Higit sa lahat, naging tapat sila sa ethical standards ng profesyon. Bawal tumanggap ng pera. Bawal magsinungaling. Pawang katotohanan lang ang ipapahayag. Iyan ang Probe standard.
At sa tingin ko, Kat, no, napakahalaga nito sa panahon natin ngayon. Ganitong klaseng mga programa ang kailangan natin para malabanan ang disinformation at fake news.
There is definitely a need for more truth tellers who will stand their ground at tumitindig ang Probe Media Foundation bilang tagapasa ng kaalaman sa mga susunod na henerasyon ng media. Ito ang training arm ng Probe Productions. Ilang libong media professionals, aspiring media professionals at non-media people ang na-train ng foundation sa loob ng 21 years. Isang programang kabanggit-banggit ay ang Kabataan News Network o KNN. Ito ang isang snippet ng mga bata kasama si Ma'am Cheche.
Ano yung story na gusto niyong gawin?
Kasi nung una po yung sinuggest namin yung tribal war doon sa training.
Uh-huh.
Gusto...
So, yung Kabataan News Network hope to provide that venue where young people and children could participate in the decision making, in the creation of stories, in the editing, in the writing, in the shooting.
Opo, which reminds me of Ma'am Cheche's childhood. Gaya ng pakikinig ni Fanny Aldaba Lim sa saloobin ng kanyang mga anak, minigyang halaga rin ni Ma'am Cheche ang ideya ng mga kabataan.
Mm-hmm. Her respect for children also meant a leveling of the playing field. For Miss Yasmin, Ma'am Cheche is a leader who walks with each member of the team, no matter what position. How did she walk with you, Miss Yasmin?
Nakilala ko si Ma'am Cheche. Oh my gosh. More than 30 years ago, I was an intern at Probe Productions when I was third year college. I'd ride with them to shoots and Cheche was very, very friendly and very accommodating, especially for someone who was so established already in the industry. It was wonderful that she would communicate with me as an equal. Sometimes we'd even call her ma'am and she'd say, no, call me Cheche. We would share rooms. I mean, when we'd go on shoot, she would never have her own room if we were on a budget. She was so down to earth. And if need be, she would carry equipment and things like that. Siguro in Probe Media Foundation, we'd have our project staff, the younger people, who really looked up at Cheche. So for them, Cheche was like, oh, this is Cheche Lazaro. And so we would also tease them to say, nah, Cheche Lazaro is very perfectionist, you know? She wants everything to be neat and clean. And okay, so let's really make sure that when she comes, things are run smoothly. So I think once we had an event, and so everybody was a bit nervous that, oh no, Cheche's coming. So we really have to make things nice. So everything was set up. And the moment Cheche steps in, the tarpaulin started to fall. And so Cheche's like, oh, what happened there? And then so siya mismo ang naglalagay ng tarps. And I think people were surprised that, oh, okay, even that she'll be, ano. And so in that way, she taught us what a servant leader is, or how a servant leader should be. So she really did the work and also led by example. But she's always there also nurturing and making sure that it's okay to make mistakes and let's work on this together.
Oh, so she's the kind of person people would like to work with.
Oh, definitely.
We've been talking about her impact on the next generations, diba? So ano po sa tingin niyo yung nararamdaman ni Ma'am Cheche about passing her knowledge dun sa youth?
So she always says that the best fruits of her labor are the people who have come out of it. So she always gives credit to others. I think that is her legacy and her trait. The people who were with her, who have shined and who continue to tell the stories that she has once told and continues to tell, I think.
Dati, manghang-manghana ang batang Cheche kay Uncle Bob at ng kanyang dyaryo. Ngayon, malayo na ang narating ng Philippine media landscape sa tulong ni Ma'am Cheche at ng lahat ng journalist na nakiisa sa misyon niya. Naniniwala siya sa walang humpay na paghanap ng katotohanan. Binago niya ang paraan ng pagkwentong nakasanayan na. Inangkla niya ang lahat ng paggawa niya sa paglingkod sa bansa.
Ito ang legacy ni Cheche Lazaro, na ngayon ay pinapasa niya sa pag-asa ng bayan.
I hope that with the passage of time, Pro Productions and the stories that we told have contributed to a positive impact on Philippine television. Kung na-achieve namin yon, nakabutihan ang aming ipinunla at pinalagana, then we would have succeeded in our mission statement. Pero hindi pa natin masasabi, hindi pa tapos ang kwento.
Ikaw, ako, tayong lahat, tayo ang inaasahan ni Ma'am Cheche na magtutuloy ng kwento. Kaya humayo ka at isulat ang kasaysayan ng Pilipinas. You've been listening to Bago ang Lahat, isang podcast ng Youth Leadership for Democracy or YouthLED, which is a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, powered by Puma Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Kat Ventura.
And I'm Neka Abueva. This episode was written and produced by Macy Hoven, with editorial support and additional research from Trisha Aquino. It was edited by Carl Sayat. We used audio snippets from the coverage of martial law and the 1986 People Power Revolution from GovPH on YouTube. Special thanks to Ms. Jen Aquino and Ms. Julie Ann Yalega for providing clips from the archives of Probe Productions.
Subscribe to Bago ang Lahat on Spotify or wherever you listen. And if you like what you heard, please share with your friends so they can discover our podcast as well. The future starts with youth. If you want to learn more about opportunities to develop your leadership, connect with fellow youth leaders, and learn more about civic education, follow Youth Leadership for Democracy or at YouthLedPH on social media. Maraming salamat po.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.